Seeshelt Public Library has found a way to keep locals' love of literature flowing while restoration is underway at the Municipal Hall building. Seeshelt Library pop-up edition is coming soon to the Trail Bay Center. While the original estimate for repairs to water damage from a mid-January water leak was a month, as further damage was uncovered, the estimate shifted. The most recent update suggests a timeline of 8 to 13 weeks. Library Director Leanne Emery called this devastating news. When we got the new timeline, we took stock of what would suffer if we just kept the service level as it was, looking at pros and cons, she said. And we weren't comfortable with it. The answer? A pop-up library. The team got the keys to their pop-up location on February 26 and Len Reyes will start moving over their many items on February 28. While Emery and her team have been making the best out of the situation, Emery stressed the importance of a library having its own physical space. She says that the library hosts roughly 400 ongoing community programs between adults, teenagers and kids. There's a lot of people that rely on programs for interest and education and camaraderie and for social gathering, she said. Also on hold has been the book fairs, hosted by the Friends of the Library Group. This organization of volunteers holds events and raises money for the library, contributing items such as 3 rolling magazine shelves, which cost almost $18,000. A lot of them love volunteering and doing the book fairs, and they love what it does for the community. So for them not to be able to put on the fairs has been very devastating, Emery said. Luckily, the Friends of the Library will be hosting a book fair at the Seaside Center at the end of March and will hold additional fairs in the coming months at various locations. Community space. One of the main ideas behind the pop-up library is it will allow people to peruse the stacks once again. Some people are very picture-oriented and they just like to be able to look at a cover, read the inside. They want to choose their own books. They really miss browsing, she said. The pop-up will have everything in the library's catalog considered new, which typically means that it's been in the library for 6 months or less, Emery explained. She added that the term new is not exclusive to books. It's some magazines, DVDs, graphic novels, everything in the library can have a new designation. Another driver to start the pop-up library was to be able to provide the library's in-person appointments again, Emery said. These appointments include the Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, CVITP, sessions, where she said approximately 180 residents come each year to get their income taxes done for free. Emery said she and her team are pumped to be able to offer the CVITP appointments again. As well, on April 26, the pop-up library will host the Canadian Revenue Agency Service Canada Super Clinic, where visitors can get one-on-one advice on topics like employment insurance, pension programs, disability benefits and more. The pop-up location will host free technology assistance, where visitors can learn from the library's technology coordinator, as well as genealogy help and accessibility services. Visitors will also be able to get memberships, update current accounts, place holds on books or settle into a comfortable chair for a read at the pop-up. While there will be a study area available, Emery said that public computers are not part of the initial plan and staff will determine the feasibility after opening. After moving day on February 28, Emery said staff will need a few days to get the lay of the land, while finishing touches, such as Wi-Fi, are set up. What will be at the current library? Emery explained that the things that can't be brought to the pop-up location will still be offered at the original location on Cowrie Street. Any books on hold can be picked up at the staff entrance to the Seeshelt Library and returns will also be processed there. She added that all of the library's phone services are still available as well. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.